B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zulak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire studios. More reporting from The Athletic on cheating in baseball. Ken Rosenthal and Evan Trelick back at it again. Baseball's Woodward.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zulak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire studios. More reporting from The Athletic on cheating in baseball. Ken Rosenthal and Evan Trelick back at it again. Baseball's Woodward and Bernstein going hard this offseason.
The hell's the rest of them doing that?
They've also got reporting in this story from Mark Carrig. So here we go. More on the story from Houston in 2017. They write, "You're an accessory to a robbery, and now you're in the back seat of the getaway car. You never intended to be part of a criminal act, but the doors are locked, the driver is speeding away, and you're unable to escape." One member of the 2017 World Series champion Astros uses that analogy to explain the feeling in the clubhouse as the team deployed a real-time sign-stealing scheme that season. Oh, no. Come on. You can't be serious with this. This story. I do not question the reporting at all in this story. I think these guys have done a very good job reporting on a story that no one else has gotten much on. Wall Street Journal, good job the other day. They got something. But don't you think that there should be more out there on this story than there is?
Yeah.
So good job by Rosenthal and Drellick, who were the ones that broke this thing open and continue to report on it, even when I think their sources are completely full of bleep.
You still like
because
it?
Because this story is insane. There's just too many things in here that I can't buy. And you can see right through it that it's a certain person's version of events. At least they say in here that few players voiced any objections to Beltran or anyone else in authority, and the Astros continued with their sign stealing throughout 2017. But this story that they write tries to sort of exonerate players and anyone else other than Alex Cora. They're trying to pretty much pin the entire thing on Beltran and Cora, which is fine. Like, those guys may have been the drivers of the scheme. But they go too far. They go entirely too far. Everyone was somehow afraid of Carlos Beltran. Ready for this? During the season, small groups of Astros discussed their misgivings. So they had small group sessions
where they
said, "We really don't like this, guys. We really don't like what
we
do.
Think what they're doing
the
is
sign
right.
Stealing. We don't think this is good.
Is this part of baseball?
This is not good." So the story says that Beltran, when he got to the Astros, told everybody there that your sign stealing is behind the times. Which is a quote, direct quote, behind the times. You guys are behind the times. Your sign stealing here blows.
You're doing it all wrong.
It needs to improve.
There's a new sign stealer in town.
Back away. Step back.
Right. That would be Beltran, who played for the Yankees 14, 15, and 16. So where did he get up on the times when it came to sign stealing?
Good question.
Would that have been New York?
That'd be Yankees.
The previous three seasons?
Yeah.
Don't you think New York may have been where they were figuring out how to do all of this?
You don't think it's just in the plane ride from New York down to Houston, he learned about all the new sign-stealing techniques?
I think if he was up on the techniques and technology, that New York seems to be the place where he made sure he was up to date on everything. So he gets there and tells them it's behind the times. Players get in small groups and say, this is not good. You know, we have misgivings. And then Brian McCann, who was Beltran's teammate in New York, at one point, according to this story, approached Beltran and asked him to stop. God, please stop. Please don't do this anymore. Here's the quote from the source. Two members of the 2017 team, two members on the team, told Rosenthal and Drellick this. And here's the quote from the source. He disregarded it and steamrolled everybody, one of the team members said. Where do you go if you're a young, impressionable player with the Astros? And this guy says, we're doing this. What do you do? They're in a helpless situation. Every player on the roster could not tell Carlos Beltran to stop. They couldn't do it. How could they? He was 40 years old. He was Carlos Beltran. How could anybody in a position of power? The story claims that A.J. Hinch couldn't tell his player to stop because he didn't want to lose the guys in the clubhouse.
Hold on.
So which is it?
Hold on.
You can't have it both ways.
Right. And it's,
if you're going to lose the clubhouse, that means the guys are on board with Beltran.
And it's not a one-person enterprise. It's not just him. The sign stealing takes how many people to pull off, especially with the way they were doing it?
Oh, at least three or four.
At least.
Oh, yeah.
Minimum of three guys.
A person with direct knowledge of the investigation says, what happened was Alex Cora and Carlos Beltran decided that this video room stuff with Coke Weiser was doing, that's the intern, doing with the code breaker.
That was Cock Weiser.
Was just not working. Inefficient. Too slow, a person with direct knowledge said. They just had some lower level guy put up this monitor and did it themselves. So it was Cora, who we already knew, asked for the monitor, said, this algorithm, your spreadsheets, bleep you. We're not using that. Put up a monitor. We're going to do this in real time.
And we're going to let him know immediately with some kind of signaling device.
Bang, 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 bang. You know what I mean?
What's that noise?
So it says the front office clearly had a role in developing the Astros' rule-breaking methods and the environment in which those flourished. I would agree. Alex Cora may not have been the full mastermind, as we learned, but he was now working for a team that had created an environment that allowed him to flourish. He came in, he looked at Codebreaker, according to a guy on the team, and said, no, this is too slow, as did Beltran. This isn't going to work, guys. You guys are behind the times, as Carlos Beltran allegedly told them. You guys are behind the times. We've got to do this faster. It's got to be more efficient. Oh, this is fun. This stupid story and these stupid sources. Manfred's report said that Hinch attempted to signal his disapproval of the Astros scheme by twice physically damaging a monitor. Have you heard Rich Eisen's story on that?
No.
No.
And by the way, thanks to Neil, our emailer, our frequent emailer, who sent us this. And great, great find. Rich Eisen has a version of events as to why A.J. Hinch smashed those monitors. And it's not because he was disapproving and yet was fearful of losing the clubhouse. Do we have Rich Eisen? Let's have it.
Next to whoever's looking at the monitor. That monitor got destroyed twice, according to Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, in his report. And it was destroyed twice by A.J. Hinch. I'm hoping Tom Verducci asks, why did you destroy the monitors? Because the people in baseball that I'm talking to gave me a fascinating concept as the reason why he destroyed those monitors and was against the, you put two and two together. He was against the idea being used, but still let it go. He destroyed the monitors. Those are 2 + 2. And you equal four that he destroyed the monitors in the instances when it didn't work. When they thought they saw the sign They banged on the trash can and somebody swung through a pitch. Because they were expecting something that didn't come. So I'll show you. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to destroy the monitor. Boom, boom. And I guess MLB replaced it because it's issued to the team so you can use it for proper purposes. So if anybody can pinpoint when it worked and when it didn't work, it's a guy who just said, well, I can't really figure that out for you. And we'll all have to figure it out together.
He smashed the monitors when it didn't work.
And he got hoodwinked.
When they had banged on the trash can and the pitch was something they weren't expecting. It wasn't a fastball. It was off speed. And now you get a batter who's all confused at the plate. Damn it, your system is screwing with the team today. We just ended an inning because of your stupid system being wrong. I'm not mad because it exists. I'm mad because it failed us. It didn't work. What a story.
As he was explaining that, I pictured David Ortiz hammering the phone in the dugout in Baltimore.
That's exactly right. I mean, come on with this. There's also another ridiculous part in this story. Sources that are full of crap. Sources in New York who continue to deflect because the Yankees are absolutely a part of all this. And I don't see any investigation happening into the New York Yankees. Remember those comments from Alex Cora? Back in June? Is it June or end of May? When the hell were they in London?
End of June.
Okay, end of June. When Alex Cora talked about Carlos Beltran. If you don't remember it, we'll play it for you coming up next. And I'll tell you what the response is in this story about those comments. Because it's remarkable that anyone would buy some of the things that these sources told Drellick and Rosenthal this week. Insane. Absolutely insane. We'll get to that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Now that's a good offensive team. We know that. They're a lot better than last year. The attention to detail is phenomenal. I was joking with somebody that their biggest free agent acquisition is Carlos Beltran. You know, I know how it works, you know. He's helping a lot. You know, they're paying attention to details, and we have to clean our details. It was eye-opening the last 2 days from top to bottom. And I'm not saying, you know, devices and all that stuff. It's just stuff that the game will dictate and will scream at people. And he's right there. And throughout the evening, you know, I was looking. And I saw it, you know, and right now they're a lot better than us. So we need to get better.
Wow. Alex Cora out in the open talking about sign stealing back in June.
I think like goes with that story, like you get there and like, hey, you're doing it all wrong. Get out of the way. We got to get better. This is how you do it.
Like Cora knew, Beltran knew.
Wow.
That was when Beltran was back in New York.
Yeah.
And here's the story. Here's what it says on that, those comments. It says, even at the time, months before anyone learned of Cora's and Beltran's role in rule-breaking with the 2017 Astros, the Yankees coaches found Cora's comments curious. You didn't shut the mic off.
There I
you
tried.
Go. I know you did.
Saw me, Prince.
I know. The Yankees coaches found Cora's comments curious. curious? What? Beltran was on the trip, but the coaches rarely saw him otherwise. On the trip, otherwise from what?
Huh.
What do you mean? Like, other than the games? What do you mean? And he had not been part of their preparation for the series.
Oh, boy.
He just took a pass on that Red Sox series. One player recalled clubhouse chatter in London about Beltran's relationship with Cora. in another example of the widespread paranoia throughout the industry. And they questioned whether Beltran could be trusted with the Yankees' secrets. Like, I'm sorry. They found Cora's comments curious. Beltran had nothing to do with prepping for the series, didn't do anything for the Yankees for the series. And then, because of those comments, they wondered, can we trust Beltran to be? Wow, what a bunch of do-gooer.
Like, they're just doing this out in the open.
Do-gooders?
Talking about it.
Do-gooders.
They got it.
Thank you.
And I'm watching it. I know I'm watching
they are.
It.
Like, oh, no. We're running such a clean operation here. Those comments, we didn't even know what they meant.
Found his comments to be thought-provoking.
Idea. We found them curious. And then the chatter in the clubhouse was, maybe we can't trust this guy. Stop it. No one buys that. In fact, we now know Beltran had really learned the craft in New York and was up on the times and the latest cheating scandals, as New York was previously implicated. And now you're saying when he was back there that he had nothing to do with anything.
Nada.
Was not at all involved. We never saw him. We went on a road trip. We never saw the guy. What? You don't think that stinks of some sort of, don't look at us. Don't look at the Yankees. That's a joke. We never saw him. We were curious about the comments. And because of that, we started to question whether we should trust him. I mean, obviously.
I'm not saying, you know, devices, all that stuff. It's just stuff.
Players guy, players manager, players bench coach, multilingual, connects with everybody. They're all in on it. Everybody. He's questioning him. Oh, this is great. Look at the stuff he has.
It's unbelievable.
That hit. Stop relying on the damn signal calls.
You're so full of crap. Whoever that coach is on the Yankees that's feeding this line of nonsense.
Ridiculous.
To Rosenthal and Drellick.
Right.
Oh, none of that was going on with our team. Right. Oh, no. In fact, we were suspicious of what he was up to. Oh, which would have been what? Sign stealing for your team? To help your team? Can we trust him with our Yankee secrets? What are the Yankee secrets, by the way? What are the things you needed to trust him with? Can we trust him with our secrets? What are the secrets? You're out here playing baseball.
Throw the ball, hit the ball.
What's the secret?
No facial hair.
What the hell are the secrets?
That's not a secret. I just can't believe this pathological and like team to team dishonesty, even in the face of this is all coming out. People are learning about this. So anyone who says now and stands up and either tries to be a do-gooder, like you said, Beetle, or tries to take the moral high road, you're all suspect at this point. Every single team, every single player, but especially the ones who have already been implicated, there's no moral high ground anymore. Your teams were doing it. They're absolutely doing it. And if we know this much, how much more do we not know?
Well, how about this? Washington Post put up a story last night that says that the Nationals knew of the sign stealing in 2019 because of a couple of guys. One was Brian Dozier, who was formerly on the Nationals. Several Dodgers reached out. I'm sorry, other way around. Several Dodgers reached out to Brian Dozier, who had been with Los Angeles the previous year, to say that Houston was stealing signs, according to one person. Dave Martinez, that is, manager of the Nationals. This is the part that's relevant to the Washington Post. He spoke with Alex Cora before playing the Houston Astros in the World Series. How about that? And Cora filled him in. And Cora told him what to look for. Because him and Dave Martinez are close. They're buddies. So he said, well, this is how they're going to do it to you. This is how you steal those signs. So be ready for this. X, Y, and Z. Because he's boys with Dave Martinez.
Right.
Same way he is with
right.
Carlos Beltran.
Helping him out.
It's all about who your friends are.
You know, forget about the Major League Baseball investigation into the Red Sox. Are they gonna do anything else beyond this? Beyond the Astros, beyond the Red Sox. I'm not saying that they need to go after every other team, but how much did baseball know while this was all happening? And
a lot.
I'm guessing a lot.
It's got to be.
They knew it.
There's too many people that know about it.
And it's like you can't go after players because so many people are involved. Like, you get one player, then we got to get...
That's why you have all these players now that are pissed about the fact that it got out. That people are breaking the code of the clubhouse and talking about it.
Yeah.
They're mad about that more so than the cheating.
Yeah.
At least some players are. I don't want to put them all in the same category.
I'd agree with that.
Wouldn't paint them all with the broad brush.
You dumbasses, we had this whole thing figured out. Now you're all yapping about it. Finally cutting corners, finding a way to get ahead without taking steroids. Hey, Ray got steroids out of the game. Now they get cheating out of the game.
Like, what a joke, though. You know, the players in Houston in 2017 were very much against what was happening. They were forced into a system of cheating. They couldn't dare speak up to Carlos Beltran. Oh, stop it. No one's buying that.
I love that about Eisen.
You're full of crap. You're completely full of crap if that's what you're telling Drellick and Rosenthal.
That stuff with Eisen, though. Like, Hinch is just so pissed off that we're getting the damn signals wrong. Stop looking at the damn monitor.
Right, he's smashing the monitor saying your system isn't working today.
Not that we got caught, but it's not working. Do something else.
Don't put the system in play if it's not going to work every day. Like, that's his anger. That's what he's mad about. Because the guy was swinging at an off-speed pitch when they were banging on the drum that it was a fastball on the way.
And we didn't talk about this last week when I saw it. Hank Aaron did a sit-down with NBC, I think. It may have been like one of the weekend morning shows. And they asked him about a couple of different things. There was about the gambling and Pete Rose. He's like, no, you can't do that.
Probably
like,
the Pete Rose stuff.
What about steroids? And he's like, yeah, you know, there's, you know, I don't have a problem, you know, with that. And, you know, if steroid guys, they should be in the hall. And they said, what about this latest sign stealing and the, you know, using the monitors, electronics? He said, oh, they should be out of baseball forever.
Yeah. That is it. That's like extreme kind of like, integrity of the
whoa.
Game. Oh, but think about that. Like, that's
and he was so like matter of fact, like, oh, no, you can't do that. What are you talking about? You do that stuff to steal signs in a game? He said, you're out. You can't play the game anymore. I mean, we were talking that. Yesterday, this interim manager thing, and Chaim Bloom explained it yesterday as saying, like, well, we want to be respectful to the MLB investigation. We don't want to name Ron Renicki as the guy until he's exonerated or whatever. But we took it to mean like, oh, if you're interim, that maybe means they're leaving the door open for Alex Cora to come back eventually, and he could be the guy next year. It changes based on what you find out and the more you find out. But the more I hear about this, the less likely I think it is that he's able to get back.
Well, I saw. Yeah, no, I don't think he should be back. If the Red Sox have a clue, they won't bring him back. In fact, nobody in baseball.
Bloom talked about the term interim, and he goes, we will address it as a more permanent when the investigation ends.
Yeah, so according to Alex Spear of the Globe, John Tomasi had reported it as well, I believe, that the reasoning on the interim tag is what they said. They sort of indicated it, and that is they want to make sure he's not implicated in the investigation,
right. Like,
which I would then go back to.
So then he's the permanent guy if he's not?
I thought you guys... We're so sure that you had done nothing wrong.
Right.
And you guys were totally clean. That's obviously a lie.
But the other way of, and this is my other point, is it wasn't just about Renicki. It was about, well, we'll keep him interim for a while because, you know, Cora could be back. I don't think Cora's coming back.
He shouldn't come back. No, he shouldn't.
No, I think he
Beltran shouldn't come back.
It's too dirty. You'll get killed.
Hinch should not come back. That guy's a total fraud.
You're going to get past the Mookie Betts thing and David Price thing eventually. Bringing Cora back makes everything, like, bad things resurface.
Hinch, Cora, Beltran, Jeff Lunau, all of them. Why would you want to bring those guys back on board?
Can't.
Whether you're this team or another one.
You're getting your ass kicked enough with the Betts stuff. What, you want to get it kicked again next year by bringing this guy back and all this stuff resurfacing again? Every time your team hits, like, oh, he must be stealing signs.
Hey, Trevor Bauer's got a few things to say. We mentioned him yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
You'll hear from Trevor Bauer coming up. By the way, lunch is here, so.
That's what I heard. And by the way, the intern, this kid is so much better than Nate. Ice cold water from the bubbler.
Wait, we were just telling that story. He did a nice duck walk. Didn't even have to, no balance, just perfect balance under the cameras.
His knees didn't hurt when he did it. Oh.
Yeah, young man.
He was here shadowing and observing on his interview day, the day that Nate brought you the hot tap water. Oh, so he knew.
He knew. He learned.
He knew what an idiot Nate was.
Aviva Trattoria.
Stop that.
Italian-inspired, locally made, three Massachusetts locations.
What's at Rentham?
Aviva Trattoria features modern Italian food served in a comfortable and casual atmosphere. That's what this says. How about this? The food is incredible.
It's unbelievable. I mean, the bolognese.
How about I tell you that?
Chicken Marsala they brought.
My favorite.
Or Marcella. Whatever you prefer.
Marcella.
They've got it. Valentine's Day specials start tomorrow.
Oh, hey, baby.
And run through the weekend. Mwah. Sautéed scampi mussels.
You could get like that cartoon with the dogs where they shared a spaghetti.
Surf and Turf Trio and a bunch of other things. Here, go to their website.
Yeah.
AvivaTrattoria.com. E-V-V-I-V-A.
A lot of V's. E-V-V-I-V-A. Aviva Trattoria.
Excellent.
Excellent, excellent job. Here's Hardy with headlines. Mm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
We good? All right. It is late. I'm sick. I don't have much of a voice. And I'm really, really upset about this new ridiculous playoff policy that Rob Manfred has suggested or proposed or leaked. I don't even know how it got on the internet. I don't know why it would even get on the internet. It's that ridiculous.
So there's Big Nate, who has zero drive and still does his podcast when he's sick.
Okay, that's not Big Nate. That's Trevor Bauer. That is Major League pitcher Trevor Bauer.
I thought it was Fred Tucher.
No. Nope.
Said he was late. He had
sick.
No voice.
Sick.
No sleep.
Yeah. That is Trevor Bauer, who does work. And I think he's a... He may have started... Yeah, no, he's a founder of this website, Momentum, right?
It sounds where interesting. It's not like he has none.
They basically...
Let's get to the upsetting news first.
They produce videos. They produce things, you know, with athletes.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. So this is a YouTube video where Trevor Bauer just walks in. They set up a camera and he goes and he rants. He's got things to say about baseball.
Sure does.
What do we want to start with Trevor Bauer being pissed at Rob Manfred? He hates Rob Manfred. Hates Manfred. We mentioned yesterday, hates the playoff format idea. He's not a fan of that. Remember how we said, mention one thing, Trevor? Remember his tweet?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And we're like, give us one.
No, he said there were too many to mention, but it's big clown show. Nobody knows what they're doing. They're all idiots.
List it.
All right. Ready?
List three. Right.
Here are his reasons.
Okay. Good. Good. Good.
Go.
Like, just reading through it without even thinking about it for a second, they're just wrong. Like, who put this out without thinking of the fact that the best team in the league is going to get a 6-day layoff, a 7-day layoff? While we sort out this whole three games here and this wild card, and we're going to pick our opponent, and we're going to do this whole reality TV stuff. Meanwhile, the best team in baseball is sitting at home waiting for all this crap to transpire. God forbid someone's ace pitches 4 days before the end of the regular season and then has 10 days in between starts. And this isn't football where you can heal up, and that helps. Like, being on a routine is so important in baseball. We play for 6 months. And now you're going to say at the most critical time of the year that we're going to get 10 days off maybe, or the 6 days in between games, and who knows how the pitching rotation lines up and all this different stuff. And that's supposed to be a benefit? That's supposed to be the best team in baseball gets this benefit? These are just some things that come off the top of my head. The first time I read through the proposal, I haven't even had time to think about this. I just read it like an hour ago, and I just am so beside myself with Rob Manfred and his ridiculous rule changes that he keeps proposing. We're going to move the mound back 2 feet. We're going to have a 3-batter minimum. We're going to, get the games under 3 hours, because that's what fans want. Fans don't care if the game's 2 hours and 57 minutes or 3 hours. Oh. The reason that you wanted to do that in the first place is because all the people that own media companies that own baseball teams are the ones that voted you in as commissioner in the first place. So you're protecting them. So in that case, you should probably know something about media. You should probably understand what people are connecting with, since those are the people that voted you in as commissioner, you should probably understand something about media. So I don't want to rant too much, but like, God, I just had to get this off my chest.
He's not done, by the way. There's
okay,
more of this.
Okay, but we got to take it piece by piece. Number one, yeah. The day's off. He's got a point. Go throw a simulated game.
He's right about the rhythm.
Okay.
He could almost screw a first-place team because you get too much time off. Look at the Ravens this year coming off the bye. How'd they look? Flat.
Now, you said it's good for football. So he didn't know what he was talking about.
No, I disagree.
Of course it's good.
Really? You didn't want the Patriots to have the bye?
No, I wanted them to have the bye, but they even rested people before that. So they, in essence, had a three-week
bye. We always want the bye. They screwed up. You always want the bye.
They should have played
the
bye.
Stop it.
Take the bye.
You know, in baseball, though, I agree with him. I don't like it when there's a team not playing. That I agree. I don't find that to be an outrageous argument.
Okay, but he's
that's
got,
one reason.
That's one. He said he had so many.
So much off his head. He hasn't really digested
it. I need more.
I need one more. Is it necessarily going to be 6 or 7 days?
It's going to be possibly 6 days between games. 6 days off. 5 for some teams, 6 for others.
Play every day and then just stop. Yeah.
Yeah, there's something to that.
It's 4 days now. They don't start the playoffs till Thursday, Friday. And nobody plays the final game of the regular season. They have 5 or 6 days off already.
That's a better point. Thank you, Jim.
But I hate the format, too, but this isn't changing much.
It extends it by maybe a day, maybe two, yeah. You're talking about a day or two difference. Mm. But I think it's not an illegitimate argument, considering it's not great the way it is now in terms of the days off, and you're now adding on to that. So, okay, I'll take that. That's one reason.
Okay, but one team is getting those days off.
One in each league.
Yeah. All right. Two teams. One in each league, and the other 6 in each league aren't having that as a problem at all.
Well, then you're disrespecting your opponents. I think that's the other biggest one out of this. We talked about this yesterday. Yeah, we want that team.
That's great. We want that. I love that.
You do like that.
I love that aspect of this.
Now,
I do not like how they have to expand to 7 teams. Why don't you just expand to 8 and have an 8-team playoff field like, the NBA or the NHL or what will soon be the case in the National Football League? Right?
Yeah.
What's the problem? What the hell's the deal? What's the deal?
See, this is the one thing where I don't like them going down this road too much, because baseball postseason, to me, is great. You got that one game play, and then you've got your divisionals, you've got your pennant series, and the World Series. Not a lot of screwing around. There's too many other series.
There's a different intensity to the game.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Look, you've got too many meaningless series going on, especially in basketball. I'm like, what are we doing? Can we just not watch, this one, especially a best of 7? Holy crap. This team is never going to do anything. It happens.
You're almost rooting for the sweep instead of it going 5 or 6.
Hockey is different. 8 seed can win it all.
Yep.
That's a different story.
Look at the path the Browns took.
I just don't want to explain it too much. The other stuff that he starts railing on, though, Beetle, did anyone ever think they were going to move the mound back 2 feet?
No.
Was that ever a realistic anything other than just a harebrained scheme to think about how maybe to give batters more of a chance? No. The mound has been in the same place and the same distance from home plate for 100 years. They're not changing it.
I'm not going to get upset with them, though, for having all these takes.
They're not raising the rim in basketball, and they're not moving the mound back in baseball.
Pitch clock isn't going to happen. Somewhat going to happen.
But all the other stuff, the 3-batter minimum, the time again. Oh, wait a second, Trevor. You know what fans don't care if the games are 2 hours and 57 minutes opposed to 3 hours.
He has to talk to fans.
Now, you are the one who is 100% off your rocker, right? Out of touch. Wrong.
Come cover baseball in this town.
Wrong. Shouldn't you be in touch? He's getting after the owners and their media partnerships for being out of touch. You're the one who's out of touch. If you think your fans are perfectly happy with sitting through these 3 hour plus, absolutely meaningless, oh my God, on and off the mound, in and out of the box, everything just has to be so. No, that's what people don't care about. Play your game. Get it done in a reasonable amount of time. Start it at 7:10. Be done with it by 9:30. That would be amazing, Trevor.
More.
That's what I want.
More from Trevor Bauer in this good time next.
God, I just had to get this off my chest.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We good? All right. It is late. I'm sick. Don't have much of a voice.
What is up?
What's up? It's Big Nate.
What's up? Get some water from the sink.
Trevor Bauer does have a bit of a Big Nate thing about him.
I thought it was Big Nate. I swear to God. Not feeling well today, but it's really upset.
Let's get to the upsetting news first.
Joker, congratulations to Joaquin Phoenix for getting the Oscar. And I told Hardy was a really good movie.
So this video of Trevor Bauer, which you can get on his page on Twitter. Again, momentum. Trevor Bauer put this up last night. It's only 6+ minutes. It's less. He's on Twitter at Bauer Outage. Pretty good name.
I like that. Bauer Outage.
Bauer Outage. It's pretty good.
About 3 minutes of content slowed down to 6 minutes.
Right.
But I can handle six and a half, 7 minutes. No problem.
I can feel the momentum.
I think after six and a half, 7 minutes, I'd start to get annoyed with this. But I'm not annoyed with him yet. Despite him only having one point that he's made about why the new playoff format would not work. He promised many, many points. He said he had so many that he couldn't write them on Twitter yesterday, but then he's provided one issue that he's raised with the playoff proposal, and that is days off. We need more than that.
He veered off into marketing.
This is great. There are some legitimate things he claims against baseball here.
I'm 100% behind him with this take.
And this is a take that I don't think is completely original, because, Jim, you've said it. I've said it. A lot of people have said it about some of the problems with marketing the sport. Here it is. Here's Bauer.
How are we supposed to spread the game? How are we supposed to get people interested, young people, the missing generation of baseball fans? How are we supposed to get them interested in the game when they can't even see the damn game?
Hold on,
and
pause.
On top of that.
You know who else he sounds like a little bit? Andrew Yang. He's got a little bit of an Andrew Yang thing to him. Big Nate, Andrew Yang. Who else?
I just think it's all Big Nate, pretty much.
A little bit of a Yang thing there. Go ahead.
The missing generation of baseball fans. How are we supposed to get them interested in the game when they can't even see the damn game? And on top of that, they can't even go to Twitter where all the young people hang out. You can't even go to social media and see anything about the game.
He's got a little bit of him too, a little Pat McAfee.
Yeah, there is a little Pat McAfee
so
there.
What's the social media the argument again?
So his argument is that when you go to social media, when you go to Twitter, you can't see the game spread the way that other sports can. He actually goes in more in depth on this.
And on top of that, they can't even go to Twitter where all the young people hang out. You can't even go to social media and see anything about the game. Steph Curry throws a bounce pass in an NBA game, and it's trending with 1.5 million views 5 minutes later, and Mike Trout goes and launches himself and robs a homer or something, and you can't find the highlight anywhere online. It's ridiculous. You got BAM, that Baseball Advanced Media, that was designed to just centralize all MLB content and force people to pay to have access to it. Great, you made a lot of money up front. But you centralize all this content, you make people pay for it.
That's right.
And you know what you get? You get a missing generation of fans.
Yep.
Agreed.
Absolutely, 100%.
He's right.
He's not wrong about that.
No, the lockdown on highlights
being available. If you want to prove it to yourself, go on Twitter and do a search. And you can search for whether it be the top tweets, the latest tweets, or you can then search for people. And then you can narrow it down to type of media.
Right.
So you can do a search for videos only. Type in Mike Trout, as a video search. I did this today. And then type in Steph Curry and watch what happens. Mike Trout, and you will find a highlight in there somewhere. Type in Steph Curry. It's video after video after video of a Steph Curry play, of something Steph Curry did in a game or in a practice or visiting someone, you know.
Or some, he's completely more awareness about
it. Or he's messing around on a basketball court somewhere with some kids. Like, it's
chewing
one,
his mouthpiece.
One thing after another.
Taking shots from the stands. Yep.
Can't do it for Mike Trout. Doesn't exist for Mike Trout. It does for guys in the NBA, guys in the NFL. Does. Even with the NFL's stupid, silly policies on social media
right.
in recent years, it just sort of finds its way out there. So, yeah, there's a real issue there with how they market the game.
Baseball doesn't care. They don't. The higher-ups there just don't care. As long as they're making money, as long as they have their TV deals.
Even, you know, Hardy, you did, Zoe, you did, and even I did, grew up when baseball was on free television.
Oh, yeah.
Channel when TV
two. KDK was the channel of the Buccos.
When TV and radio was, you know, all there was, and the newspaper, if you want to count that. But in terms of electronic media, it was TV, it was radio, and it was all free.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And TV, baseball games were on TV,
yeah.
and it didn't cost you anything to watch a game. Now, forget it. You need to have a certain cable package. You need to have a certain subscription to watch it. And you just don't have anyone that's that interested in it to begin with.
How does Jim watch it?
Through the interwebs.
I used to pay for the MLB app. I stopped 2 years ago.
Jim sits on his
not
roof
worth it as much as I thought.
Baseball doesn't even have their playoff games on free TV. The NFL, free TV all the time, baby.
Again, I tell that story.
I mean, yes, there are some games on NFL Network, but if it's your team and your market, they then put it on a local channel for you to make sure you get it, that everybody can get it. Basketball, every Sunday this time of year, you turn on ABC, there's an NBA game on.
Dude,
multiple NBA
like
games.
I said, I didn't know what channel it was on, but I told you that story. We were in Cleveland, Brady's first game back after the suspension, and the Red Sox were in the playoffs, and we stayed at the Intercontinental, one of the nicest hotels, didn't have the baseball playoff game. We had to leave the hotel and go to a sports bar to watch it. Shaughnessy remembers what network it was.
At some point that hurts.
FS1
or something. So how do you get around that?
Yeah.
Every kid's got Twitter. They all have Twitter. They all have something.
Sometimes they have
social media
that
wise.
Silly Twitch thing.
You got to get them somehow. Bauer's got a point. He's got a real point there.
Yep. That one I agree on.
Anything else he wants to rage on before we let him go? Trevor Bauer?
It's just, by the
that
way.
That's kind of, it was those two points over and over again.
It's just ironic, though, that he's complaining about the baseball being out of touch with their media and not knowing what the fans want.
But the time of game, he can't get past.
Yeah, and not being able to reach them. But the time of game, he still thinks it's okay for it to go out there and play 3-hour-plus games on a regular basis 162 times a year. You think people are going to care about – you think people care?
His point was so bad because he compared it a 3-hour game to a 257-minute game, not knowing there were 17 4-hour games here in this market last year against bad teams. That's bad baseball. That's bad for the fan.
Whittling down the time of games, you know, and whether you want to do it through, you know, pace of play or whatever semantics you want to use, to me, isn't going to get it done. They need to do something drastic. Because it's not going to change all that much. They tried. You're supposed to stay in the batter's box now. That's rarely enforced. And when the guys do step out, they can stay out for it however long they want. Turns out they're waiting to get their, you know, the signals from wherever, either buzz to their chest or, you know, sounds that we haven't even figured out yet. There are all kinds of reasons why the game is being delayed. None of them good.
But that watching this video, like, you want to talk about some stuff. You want some recommendations.
Stuff.
Hit me up. I'm sure you can get in contact with me.
Hit him up.
I'm sure you'll probably be finding me or something like that. So that's it. That's all I got to say. Frickin'.
Oh!
You can feel the anger.
Tough guy!
Ooh.
He's out! I'm going to go fly my remote control Millennium Falcon. I'm mad.
They have us?
He is the
He's
guy
into
that,
Star Wars and
the
drones.
Remember
yeah.
he cut up his hand using the drone?
Oh, yeah.
Idiot.
Dumbass.
Freaking idiot.
You can't, don't want your hands on those.
Oh, that's Trevor Bauer. That was fun. Zoe on Brady to the New York Giants. Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up in 90 seconds. Also, quick update from Ron Renicki. Zoe, you'll enjoy this one. He doesn't know if Pedroia will be in camp next week. He's going to call him soon and find out what his plan is right
now. That's good. I mean, he's only on the books for, what, 12?
Give him a call.
He's the interim head manager.
Also says the Red Sox are comfortable with the idea of an opener instead of a starter.
That's nice.
In case they need to start using openers this year.
Baseball season's back, folks.
As the transformation of the Tampa Bay Red Sox continues, they're going to start using openers.
Never thought I'd see that day here.
Here we are. Here we are. Hardy has headlines. We're right back. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.